Very thankful for the word of the Lord. Amen. Very thankful for our young people grabbing a hold of the word of God. Amen. And making it personal, making it real. Glory to God. Romans chapter 8. We'll read two verses there. Romans 8, beginning at verse 31, and also verse 32. All right, let's read together these two verses. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Praise God. Everybody say, these things. Everybody say, all things. Praise God. I'm thankful that that's what the Lord has promised us. No matter what we face in these things, the Lord has given us all things. Hallelujah. And his power is far greater. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Praise God. That's a living reality that we can rejoice in today. You may be seated. Sometimes a phrase just pops into my mind, and that phrase won't leave. And so I go to my Bible program and I type that phrase in. All things was that phrase this week. And I was amazed when 220 verses came up with all things. We're going to be here a while. No, not really. Not going to go through all 220. Not all of them apply, of course, to the blessings that the Lord would give to us. But a lot of them do. And so I want to share a few with you today. He spared not his own son. We're coming into the season, the time of the year, when we commemorate his sacrifice on the cross. We look back to his crucifixion. Not because we're morbid, not because we like macabre scenes and so on, not because we're trying to make things awful, but because we remember the price, the price that he paid. We are bought with a sacrifice. Paul very emphatically stated twice, you are bought with a price. And he knows the price that was paid. And Paul put in the strong reminders about the Lord paying the price for you. Peter said, it is with the precious blood of Christ. Not silver or gold. Not something that's going to perish. Not something that's going to pass away. But the precious blood of Christ that is so powerful and so real in perfect sacrifice according to the word of God. The Lord keeps his word. And regardless of how painful or how costly or how difficult it may seem, he keeps his word. Amen. And thank God he spared not his own son but delivered him up for us all. Thank God it's everyone that is included. John called him the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. Thank God we're included in that world, but I'm thankful it's possible for everyone in the world to have the experience that we're rejoicing about today. All can come to repentance. When Paul preached to the philosophers in Athens in Acts chapter 17, he reminded them that all men everywhere are to repent. That is the plan of God. And Peter reminds us that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Oh, I'm thankful. It's the goodness of God that leads us to repentance, because repentance is the door that we walk through that brings a change in our lives, a change in our mind, a change in our hearts, and certainly a change in our experience as we walk through the door into the presence of the Lord and know how great His power is. Thank the Lord for what we're able to receive. You see, all things were made by Him. The powerful Creator is the one who spoke it all into existence. John wrote, all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. That's pretty inclusive. That involves a whole lot. It pretty much is all things. And Paul wanted to convince the Colossians, and so he wrote about it in Colossians chapter 1, and he took 4 or 5 verses to get it across, and how that all things were made by Him. That phrase appears 5 times in that passage. All things, including heaven and earth. All things, visible and invisible. All things, including thrones and dominions. All things, principalities and power. And thank God, He is to have the preeminence in all things. In all things, certainly in our praise, in our worship, He's the one we exalt. He's the one we lift up. Thank God, talent can be given to the Lord. Ability can be given to the Lord. Not so that we would shine, but so that He would be exalted. He would be lifted up. Our praise gives Him preeminence. But not only in our praise, but in our hardship, in our trials, in our difficulties, in our tests, in our temptations, give Him the preeminence, because He is the one who is greater. He is the one who is almighty. He is the one who can bring you through, regardless of what it is that you are facing. I give Him the preeminence, because He would reconcile all things. Oh, the most important. The most important, because that becomes personal. That becomes real. I may not be able to understand the visible and invisible, the magnetic field and the gravity and how the orbits continue and how our journey around the sun is ongoing, and we're getting to the point where our side of the hemisphere is pointing towards the sun now, and it's getting warmer, thank God, and we're getting more daylight, praise God, and all of that is wonderful, but God continues that. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm thankful that He upholds all things by the word of His power. That's what the Bible says in Hebrews 1 and 3. All things are upheld by the word of His power. That's why we put our trust in His word. That's why we open this book every day. That's why we spend time in the word of God, because we know how powerful it is. Not just from the standpoint of creation and the solar system and planets and universes and galaxies, all of these things, but the power of God does something in my heart. The power of God through His word speaks to my mind and brings peace that passes understanding. It brings power that lifts me up above the temptations and problems that come our way. Glory to God. The disciples were in a dilemma. They couldn't understand what the Lord was talking about in Mark chapter 10. They asked the question, who then can be saved? Because the Lord was declaring how that they who are rich find a hard time entering into the kingdom. He didn't explain why. We're left to wonder, perhaps they feel they don't need the kingdom, that they have all at their disposal and they don't need anything else. Perhaps they trust in their riches more than they trust in God. But the disciples were twice astonished because the Lord would declare that to be a situation that would be difficult. So they asked the question, who then can be saved? I'm glad the Lord had an answer. With God, the impossible is possible. Amen. With men, it is impossible, the Lord said, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. I'm thankful that the most important experience that we can receive from God, beyond healing, beyond provision, beyond blessing, thank God we can be saved because it is possible with Him, regardless of what our past has been, regardless of how far down in the gutter we've sunk, regardless of what our actions had been in the past, with God it is possible. Hallelujah. The Lord is able to bring a change. The Lord is able to release His power. The Lord is able to extend His forgiveness. The Lord is able to cover with His blood. The Lord is able to rebuke the powers of demons and the powers of darkness by the power of His name. I'm thankful. I know who can be saved. You and I can enter into that experience because with God all things are possible. The devil is a liar when he says it's not possible. The devil is a liar when he says you can't be forgiven. The devil is a liar when he says you can't make it in serving God. With God, all things are possible. God has all possibilities. Hallelujah. And the Creator made new creatures. We're born again. Nicodemus couldn't understand that. How can a man, when he is old, be born again? He was thinking completely of the physical. But oh, even in that realm, thank God, the Lord gives us a second chance. The Lord provides the means by which we can start over. The Lord has a way of cleaning us up when we're born of the water and we're born of the Spirit. Thank God we can be baptized in the saving name of Jesus. We can be baptized in the only name given among men under heaven whereby we must be saved. We can be baptized in the name which is above every name. Hallelujah. And the power of that name continues with us and the wonderful presence of His Spirit. New creatures in Christ Jesus. Therefore, the Bible tells us, 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Hallelujah. Some things, a few things, all things. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful I can let go of the rags of my past and step into the riches of His glory and let all things become new. Hallelujah. I'm so glad I can release my liabilities and grab a hold of His assets and know how powerful the presence of God is, how wonderful the name of Jesus is, and how great it is to experience being born again. And He freely gives us all things. Praise God. Let's examine some of the ways that happens. Obviously, through prayer. Through prayer. The fig tree was cursed. The disciples were amazed how quickly it died. They thought the Lord was just making a comment in passing. They thought it was just something He said as they were going along on the way to Jerusalem. But when they saw that it was shriveled up and died, they were amazed. But the Lord reminded them, all things, whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Matthew 21 and 22. It just shows us how powerful the Lord is, how wonderful He is. And we can expect all things to happen in prayer. The father in Mark 9 with the deaf and dumb son, not only the physical afflictions, but the spiritual afflictions as well, as the demon that was in him trying to destroy him, casting him into the water and casting him into the fire. And that's exactly what the devil would do. That's all you can expect from him, is death and destruction. Oh, it may look beautiful. It may look appealing. It may look tempting as far as what the devil holds out for you today. But the end, that's what you got to look at. Thank God the Lord has a better end for us. Amen. Jesus said to the Father, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Praise God. Believing in the power of Jesus and believing that he is able to do the work, all things are possible. Mark 7, he does all things well. All things. Jesus healed another man who was deaf and mute, and the people were astonished beyond measure. Amen. Those two examples reminded me I need to be able to hear the Lord in the spiritual realm. I need to be able to speak the things of truth and righteousness to those who are walking in darkness. Oh, God, help us to be able to be sensitive to the Spirit of God and hear what he has to say to the church, and then to be able to speak these wonderful words of truth that bring deliverance. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. That's the creative power of our God. Hallelujah. That's what he's able to do. And we know that all things work together for good to them who love God, who are the called according to his purpose. Amen. Thank God we love him. We serve his purpose. We've heard the call, and we've responded to him and desired to walk in his truth and in his spirit. The Lord, therefore, can make all things work together for good. Sometimes we don't see how it's going to turn out. Sometimes we don't understand why the problem, the difficulty, the sickness, the disease. Sometimes we don't have the answer, but I'm glad we're trusting the one who has the answer. I'm thankful we're loving him. We're serving him. We're obeying him. Praise God. And we're doing a work for him. The challenges are great. Unbelief and doubt assail and attack. But I can do all things. All things through Christ which strengtheneth me. All things can be done through his strength. All things can be accomplished by his power. All things can be done according to his work. Why? Because of his love. Because of his tremendous love. What a great description of love in 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 8. All of the things that it does, and all of the things that love does not do. It's surprising that there are 9 things in that passage that are listed that love does not do. It doesn't rejoice in iniquity. It rejoices in truth. All the different things that love does not do, 9 of them. 7 things that love does do. Well, that seems kind of odd. Why does God put it in a negative sense more than he does in a positive? That's the way we tend to think. That's the way we tend to understand things. We look at the negative before we look at the positive. But the Lord is reminding us there are things that love does not do, but there are things that love does do. And verse 7 in particular, it bears all things. It believeth all things. It hopeth all things. It endureth all things. Praise God. Let's amplify that a little bit. I'll say what it does, and you say all things. All right? It bears. It believes. It hopes. It endures. Oh, I'm thankful that God gives us all things through his love, through his power, through his name, through his spirit, and his love never fails. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Thank God for his great love. And the love of God to shed abroad among us. Hallelujah. In our hearts, by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. He'll give you all things. Amen. By his teaching, John 14 and 26, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Thank God our hearts and our minds can be open to the Spirit of God that will illuminate the Word of the Lord. It'll never contradict the Word of God. Never. The Word of God will always be the primary thing that we will base our beliefs on. But the Spirit of God will quicken that to you. The Spirit of God will remind you of it. Praise God. All things. And then we in turn teach all things. Matthew 28 and 20. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Praise God. We observe to do. We obey those things that have been commanded. And when we do so, the Lord says, I am with you always. Oh, I'm thankful for divine power. 2 Peter 1 and 3. Again, this aspect of He has given to us, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Notice now, this divine power is not just so you can enjoy a carnival atmosphere in the house of God. It's not just so you can get all giddy and goosebumps run up and down your back and so on. No, He has called us. He has given us the things that pertain to life and godliness. Amen. And the knowledge of Him, both experiential and what we learn from His Word, hath called us to glory and to virtue. Not just so I can live however I choose. Not just so I could go along with the crowd and with culture. Not just so I could fit in and be a part of what's going on in our society. No, His divine power has delivered me and given me all things that pertain unto life and godliness. The more I learn about Him, the more I have of His glory and His virtue. Thank God that I know what He has provided. And Peter goes on in verse 4 of his second letter, chapter 1, whereby are given unto us. Oh, I'm glad we serve a given God. I'm glad we serve one who delights in giving you all of His blessings and all of His glory. Where are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature. First, the divine power hath given us all things, and then the divine nature provides for us the means of escaping the corruption that is in the world through lust. Praise God, we're able to move into that realm of life and godliness. We're able to experience that virtue and that glory. Hallelujah. Because of being a partaker of the divine nature. Now we have received. 1 Corinthians 2 and 12. We have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Oh, thank God for these promises. Thank God for His Word. Promises from the Lord. Precious promises from the Lord. Great and precious promises from the Lord. Exceeding great and precious promises from the Lord that include all things. Don't let the devil lie to you. Don't let the devil hold you back. Don't let the devil cheat you out of the all things that God has in store for you. You can receive His Spirit, and you can receive more of His Spirit. You can know the Word of God, and you can know more of the Word of God. Oh, hallelujah. You can be set free by His power, and you can continue to be delivered by His power. Amen. Here's a wonderful promise. I love this verse, 2 Corinthians 9 and 8. God is able. I'm thankful we can tap into His ability. I'm thankful that we can learn divine ability. God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Praise God. God's ability can make this happen. God's ability can bring it to pass in all things, having all sufficiency. And the devil tries to eliminate and says, oh no, that doesn't count for. Oh no, that doesn't apply in this situation. Oh no, that doesn't work for this. No, the Word of God says all sufficiency in all things. And you can abound in all good works. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's grace does that. God's favor does that. God's blessing does that. It's abundant. It abounds so that you can abound in every good work, in all good works. Praise God. Stand with me now. John must have delighted in writing the book of Revelation, 22 chapters. And many things that perhaps he didn't understand, he rejoiced in the things that he could grasp at the end and know the Lord is going to bring his promise to pass. The Lord is going to show his power. The Lord is going to be victorious. His church is going to join him in that eternal realm. And so it must have been with great joy that John would write Revelation 21 and 5, where the Lord said, behold, I make all things new. Praise God. Because the Lord had given a short list to John in verse 4. Of the things that he would make new, the things that would no longer be, the things that would no longer be our experience. It's hard for us to grasp. It's hard for us to comprehend. But still, that's the promise of the Lord. And it's what we're going to move into when the Lord makes all things new. There's no tears. There's no death. There's no sorrow. There's no crying. There's no pain. Ha ha. Behold, I make all things new. The devil may trick me. The devil may make me doubt. The devil may cause me to stumble through unbelief in the all things that God wants to give me. But I'm learning. Getting wise to his devices. And I'm definitely not going to miss out on this. Behold, I make all things new. God himself is going to wipe away all tears. Praise God. That nail-scarred hand reaching out to you, wiping away tears. What will he say to you? What will his words of comfort be? How will his welcome sound? Come here, my child. You're not going to cry anymore. You're not going to have sorrow anymore. Pain, it's gone. All things new. I hope you're determined in your heart today. I'm not going to miss out. I'm not going to listen to the devil or to the crowd or to culture or any doubter or any critic. All things are what I'm looking for from the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Let's raise our hands in praise to him right now. For doubting you, Lord. Forgive us of our unbelief. Forgive us for allowing the devil to distract us. Oh God, draw us closer to you. Bring us into your power. Bring us into all things that you have for us, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. Glory to your name. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Let's make a commitment to the Lord today. Let's show Him that we're determined we're going to grasp all things. Let's let Him know we're desiring all things. Our heart's desire is all things. Can you come to the front and pray now? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.